This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretchen.
Today, we'll talk about how I crossed an item, a big item, off my 22 for 22 list. And Elizabeth will answer a longstanding question that I have about TV casting. But first, what's something making us more happier? Elizabeth, what's making you happier?
Gretch, being in Kansas City, I'm home, as you know, with mom and dad, and I brought Adam and Jack, and I just love being in Kansas City in the summer. Some people do not like the humidity, but to me, that summer, heavy, sweet air is like, that is summer to me. So I never feel more summery than when I'm here.
And what about the cicadas? Because I remember last summer, you and I actually recorded the cicadas, but they might be more of an August thing.
No, they're very loud. The cicadas are very loud. And it's funny because Adam and Jack and I walked around the park after dinner last night, just as it was about to get dark. And I love the cicadas.
Yeah.
They do not. They were very loud, but this was exciting. Neither of them, believe it or not, had ever seen lightning bugs.
Oh, my God!
And there were hundreds of lightning bugs in the park. In case anyone out there doesn't know what lightning bugs are, they're bugs that light up yellow
in the dark
as they fly around in the dark. Obviously, it has to be dark to really notice them. And there were, I mean, they couldn't believe their eyes. So that was super fun.
I can't even imagine how cool that would be. I mean, Jack is 12 years old. To see your first lightning bug, that is so exciting.
Well, Adam had never seen them. At least not that he remembered. He was never.
Did he know about them?
We don't have them in California. I think he did know about them, but I don't think he realized we had them in Kansas City. So that was really exciting.
Wow.
I will say, Gretchen, it is so hot here. I am like pouring sweat. But we went to the zoo. We went to Winstead's.
Of course.
You know, we always go to Winstead's first thing. I saw friends. So it just makes me so happy to be here. And tonight we are having barbecue.
Oh, of course. Okay. But I got to ask, from where?
Q39.
Okay.
That seems to be our new go-to spot. All the Kansas Cityans out there listening will, I'm sure, know about Q39. We used to go to Gates, but now we're all about the Q39.
But there are other good places,
very excited.
Too.
Oh, yes, many.
Well, I really envy you. We're going in August, but I can't wait.
I know. Oh, and we did hit Halls today as well. That's our favorite department store. We always go to Halls. I know I live in California where it's so hot, but it's very different.
It's a different kind of heat.
Different kind of heat. I love it. You know, I don't mind the humidity when I'm here.
Me neither.
But it does just make you sweat a ton.
Yeah.
And I'm out and about doing things. But anyway, it's making me very happy.
Well, one thing I like is when you exercise and you're sweating like that, you feel like you're like exercising so hard. It's very satisfying.
Yes, that is true. So anyway, that is me.
Well, and so just something giving me a lot of happiness in our continuing saga of Paul McCartney / Beatles related material.
Yes.
I'm starting to feel a little sheepish at this point about mentioning more, but a very thoughtful listener sent me a note about this podcast series. It's a 10-part podcast series, and they're very short. They're like 6 to 10 minutes each, called Paul McCartney Inside the Songs. And what I think it is that it's excerpts from his book about the lyrics. So he's reading from his book, but it feels very conversational. There's no one else talking, but it feels like it's just him talking. It feels very natural. And it focuses on 10 songs. So it's like All My Loving, Eleanor Rigby, Yesterday. But he talks about the context. Like in one of them, he talks a lot about getting into it with John Lennon. It's just really fun and can't get enough. And this is just sort of a really snackable, satisfying podcast. So I really recommend that. I binged through it really quickly. But while it lasted, it made me very happy. And again, it's called Paul McCartney Inside the Songs. And I think it's from the BBC, if I remember correctly.
Okay. I will listen to that. I love that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's great.
And he has just a great voice. I mean, he is someone who you want to listen to talk.
He does. He really, really does. That's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Gretch, I love seeing this journey continue for you. I'm enjoying your Beatles journey. It just keeps unfolding.
Well, we've talked about this, like the joy of being a minor expert. And like, it's just fun to kind of get into something. And for some reason, like so much of what the Beatles are interesting for is not interesting to me. But then there are parts of it that I'm wildly interested in. So it's fun to have an angle on this thing. But it's kind of like me getting interested in Mad Men like 10 years after everybody else. It's like you and I discover Paul McCartney. It's like, okay, the world has moved on, but it's new to us.
You know, exactly. Oh, it's funny.
It's the new world of content. It's all there all the time. whenever you're ready.
I know. Well, and there's so much good stuff coming out. That's the thing.
That's the thing. I know. It all comes from that documentary.
Yep. Okay, Gretch, coming up, we are going to talk about how you crossed an item off your 22 for 22 list. But first, we'll take a little break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
So, Elizabeth, I've been meaning to tell you, obviously, I was texting you the entire time that I was traveling to Paris with Eleanor, but I've been meaning to remind you that this means that I get to cross an item off of my 22 for 22 list, which so far you and I both have not been doing such a great job with our 22 for 22 list. And this was major to go on a trip with Eleanor. So we had an amazing trip. Yes. And it was very satisfying to be like, not only did we have a great trip, I crossed that off my list. So
yeah, Gretch, you and Eleanor went to France. And of course, like all anyone is talking about is the flights, so many flights being canceled. Did you have any canceled flights?
No, our flights were fine, but there was a strike in Paris and my bag has not appeared yet. Eleanor's bag came.
Still?
But yeah, it has not come. But, you know, In these kind of situations, I think I'm hoping that they're catching up. But we had such an amazing time. I'm just not even thinking about that. I've just decided,
Good for you.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I really like is it's really different to just be with one child and one parent.
Yes.
And just kind of one-on-one for us, because there's something that's really fun about every combination, I feel like, in a family. And I really appreciate it, gold star for Eleanor, because she's one of these, it's like, if you're like, we need to get up now, she'll get up. If I'm like, you need to get ready, she gets ready.
That's nice.
She dresses if I'm like, it's going to be rainy or whatever.
Yeah.
She wanted me to dress nicely, though.
You could be wearing yoga pants and running shoes the entire time.
Well, I don't know that I would have done that, but, closer to that than she wanted. She wanted us to respect the beauty of Paris. So I applaud that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And you did this with Eliza.
I did it with Eliza,
right? When Eliza was younger.
Yeah, before senior year of high school, we went on a trip together, and just the two of us. And so it was really fun. And it's something that we really remember. Like, I really remember that trip with Eliza. And how I have this thing where I'm like, I just worry that I don't remember enough of my own experience. And so I'm always thinking, what can I do to make something memorable other than like things that go wrong often make the best memories. That's not the most fun way to make good memories. But for some reason, like really saying like, this is a trip and you really look forward to it. And, it's very distinct since it's just the two of us. I really remember the trip with Eliza very well. And I think I'll remember this with Eleanor too, that, it's kind of like this major milestone of high school.
Well, it's interesting because, you have two, and I think anyone who has more than one child is always talking about wanting like one-on-one time so that, each child gets your full attention. But having just Jack, we don't really deal with this. He gets our full attention all the time, but we kind of deal with a reverse thing where it's like we want our own time with Jack.
Yeah, right.
But we don't need to split up. So we just tend to move in such a unit of three.
Right, yeah. Well, so do you think that you would want to try to do something or to have that one-on-one?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if we need to take a trip, although I'm certainly not opposed to it. But I have noticed like Adam and Jack, like they'll work out together. They play video games sometimes together. So I would like to have like my thing that I do with Jack. I was bringing this up to him. I suggested we read side by side every day for half an hour. He wasn't taking to that so much. He was like, maybe.
Right.
And then he said, I would hike with you. And I said, that's great. I would absolutely love that. But then we have to get up early while it's still cool. And then he was not so sure about that. But maybe I'm going to try to get him up early in the morning one day and see how it goes.
What about dusk? Does it cool off or does it really cool off until it's really quite dark?
Yes, it does. But, it's just always that line. When is it going to get dark?
And yeah, you don't want to be
out when it gets dark. But I think we might try the dusk of it all. So we'll see. I mean, it's but I'm definitely putting my mind to it.
Yeah, I do think it's fun. I do think it's different. It has a different feel to it. So it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's so great you did that. And it's like the summer thing. We always talk about making summer special and definitely doing the trip with Eleanor, I think makes your summer more special. Well,
and we have our timeline books. And so I got mine out and I wrote it down and I got Eleanor's down. It was like, put it in your timeline book. So it's like, and then I'll So, design your summer. That's awesome. This was a major summer thing for me. And doing something like this is a good segue to the spotlight on a tool because we just had halfway day work and already it feels like fall is coming. September is the other January. And so I wanted to mention my book, Happier at Home.
Oh, one of my favorites, Scratch.
Yes, I know. You've said that's one of your favorite of my books. And I do a happiness project, but it's really focused on home because of like everything that matters for happiness. From like home is something that for most people is really important to their happiness. And so I focus on things like neighborhood, marriage, parenthood, time, body, interior design, which I mean like renovating myself, not renovating my like true interior design, my interior design. But one of the things I talk about is memories. And so the like taking a trip with a child is definitely the kind of thing that when I was writing Happier at Home, I was thinking about, which is like, how do I set up my circumstances to make sure that I live up to my values? And one of my values is memories, important experiences and memories. And I feel like for some reason, I don't talk about Happier at Home as much. I think of the Happiness Project and Happier at Home as very much the same. But I think a lot of readers don't really know about Happier at Home. So,
yes.
So if you're looking for kind of more ideas, especially sort of home-focused ideas.
I highly recommend it.
I know. You're such a good sister. I know you like that book. And Alice, as for, I've been meaning to ask you, I was thinking about this the other day and I realized, I actually know somebody who works in TV, so I can ask this question. Okay, so what made me think of it is I was watching Severance, and I think it's in episode 7. They have a dance party, and the music starts playing, and everybody starts dancing. And that made me start thinking, like, when you're casting, do you have it in your mind, like, all the things that a person might have to do as part of the plot? Like, maybe they have to dance. Maybe they have to ice skate. Maybe they have to be able to crack an egg with one hand. Like, can you foresee these things and then build it into casting? Or do you kind of cross that bridge when it comes to it because you sort of can't see that far ahead? You just sort of, like, deal with it when the time comes.
That is a very good question. Well, usually we just deal with it when the time comes. So what I will say is, like, obviously if singing is inherent to the role and you're going to be singing in every episode like Glee, then you care about someone's voice. But what's interesting to me is that so often, and this is probably, I think, true of other people too, like, we find out an actor has a certain skill and then we write it into the show.
Oh.
So, for instance, like on The Fix, we had this great actor named Scott Cohen. He played a lawyer who was very kind of a bad guy.
Ooh, I remember him. Ooh, yeah. He was a bad guy.
Very bad guy. And we're talking to Scott one day, and he just mentioned that he was kind of considered being a concert pianist and ended up being an actor instead. So we're like, what? You know, the second we heard that, we're like, okay. Ezra's going to play the piano in this season at some point. We don't know how or why yet, but we are going to have you playing piano because it's just such a cool thing to have this character who you've seen all this do all of these things and then suddenly have him sit down and play this amazing piano. So we did. We wrote it into the finale.
Yes.
And it was like one of my favorite things in the show. I just loved it.
Yeah, because you're so shocked as a viewer because it just it suggests you're just so astonished that
a whole other side.
Yes. Right.
And then another instance of this, Gretch, is, you know, Rosalind Sanchez, who stars in Fantasy Island. I mean, we knew she was, you know, a singer and dancer, but we found out that she loves salsa and she's a great salsa dancer. And although I don't want to give anything away, I will say that we're like, okay, we have to find a way to have Roz dancing salsa because, you know, it's just fun to have something to work toward if you have this notion that you want to get somewhere. It's actually fun for the writers to kind of figure out how to put something in. And, you know, we don't really worry about it. Like if someone doesn't have a skill, like for instance, Sarah and I have had to have people ride horses and you just figure, well, they can take a couple of lessons.
Mm-hmm.
a funny story about horses is that you might not know. You know, Emilia Clarke, who played
Daenerys
Targaryen. Yes, on Game of Thrones. Well, you know, we heard on good authority that she does not like riding horses, but you think of her character as being so commanding on a horse. And I think they did a lot of that CGI and had a lot of tricks to make her seem as if she was very powerful on the horse.
Oh.
So again, you wouldn't say, oh, well, we don't want, you know, Emilia Clarke because she doesn't love riding horses. You kind of figure out how to deal with it.
But so I bet as an actor, you just sort of have to be like, well, if I have to learn how to roller skate in an hour, I'll just, you know, get up to speed. Or if I have to learn how to whatever.
Yeah. There's actually a funny joke among actors where, I mean, if you ask, the joke is if you ask any actor about a special skill, they'll always tell you they know how to do it. Like,
right.
Can you sword fight? Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I mean, that's just a joke.
Right.
You know, that's just an old kind of Hollywood joke that everybody says they can do everything.
Oh,
you know?
I'll have to figure out how to make that into a proverb of the profession. Like,
yes.
all actors have
it
all skills.
It is such a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and I'm sure a writer would say, if you said to me, can you write comedy? Of course I can write comedy. Can you write action? Of course I can write action. You just, you know.
Right, right.
You just say you can do everything, and then you worry about it later.
Right. Oh, that's really interesting. So for something like the dance party, it's probably like you'll figure it out how to dance if you need to. Right. Oh, interesting. Oh,
yes. All right, Gretchen, coming up, you're going to have a quotation for us. But first, we're going to take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know, I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over 2 decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places. Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is Baby Making Simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
So, Gret, you love your quotations. You have your quotation of the day newsletter, and I love your quotations. I borrow your quotations. What is your quotation today?
So this is a quotation I love from Gaston Bachelard, The Poetics of Space. He writes, "There are children who will leave a game to go and be bored in a corner of the garret. How often have I wished for the attic of my boredom when the complications of life made me lose the very germ of all freedom." I love that idea because I was definitely a kid. And I'm as an adult, I love to go be bored in a corner of a garret.
Yes.
There you have it.
That's why I said you were born at the wrong time. And you should have been
a monk
and a seat, a monk. Yes.
Yeah. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling happier or more happier in the ongoing debate?
Yes, Scratch. I am definitely feeling more happier talking to you. I always feel more happier after I talk to you.
Aww.
Gretch, what about you? Are you feeling more happier?
Yes, and I will say for those who prefer the grammatically correct version, I am feeling happier.
Good. Thank you to Chuck, our producer. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. Best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, I see in the background of the video that you are not in the laundry room, which is where I recorded the last time I was there. You're you're in the guest room.
Yes, I realized that we thought we had to record in the laundry room, but we can actually record in the guest room. And I think the sound is better because there's carpet and bed and all sorts of stuff. So this is my new spot, new recording spot. So you can try it and see what you think.
Love it. For anyone who's not watching on YouTube, I will post a screenshot in the show notes if you want to see what the guest room looks like. From the Onward Project.